KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201DA 88.1 FM King Cove.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the U.S. wants to remain a leader in the global economy even as President Trump's tariffs cast a cloud over worldwide trade. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Bessent spoke this morning on the sidelines of a global economic summit.
Bessent addressed a gathering of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, two institutions set up in the wake of World War II to foster peace and global prosperity. Bessent accused the IMF and World Bank of straying from their core missions to tackle problems such as climate change. He urged the World Bank to finance more nuclear and fossil fuel projects in developing countries.
Energy abundance sparks economic abundance. That's why the bank should encourage an all-of-the-above approach to energy development.
The IMF has downgraded its forecast of global economic growth this year, largely as a result of President Trump's trade war. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
A federal judge has given the Trump administration a deadline to answer questions about the illegal deportation of a Maryland man. NPR's Joel Rose reports a judge is accusing the administration of intentionally flouting her order.
Three federal courts have now told the Trump administration to facilitate the return of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. The administration has conceded that the 29-year-old was deported last month because of an administrative error, but argues it cannot bring him back because he's in the custody of El Salvador. Federal Judge Paula Zinis ordered the administration to explain what steps it's taking to seek his return, but so far she has been frustrated by more stonewalling. In a scathing order, Zinis rejected several of the Justice Department's objections and accused the administration of a, quote, willful and bad faith refusal to comply with her order. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
At St. Peter's Basilica, mourners have begun filing past the Pope's casket to pay their respects ahead of Saturday's funeral in St. Peter's Square. Pope Francis died Monday at the age of 88 following a stroke. NPR's Lauren Frayer has more from Rome.
A choir sang and cardinals chanted in Latin as Pope Francis's body was carried in a red velvet-lined open casket into St. Peter's Basilica, flanked by Swiss guards and priests carrying long candles. Public viewing lasts through Friday evening. Then on Saturday, hundreds of thousands are expected to attend the Pope's open-air funeral in St. Peter's Square. President Trump, Ukrainian President Zelensky, and Britain's Prince William are among those who've confirmed their attendance. The Cardinals' conclave, where a new Pope will be chosen through secret ballot inside the Sistine Chapel, is not expected for another 2 weeks. Lauren Frayer, NPR News, Rome.
On Wall Street, major market indices have closed up 1% to 2.5%. It's NPR News. European Union regulators are fining Apple and Meta hundreds of millions of dollars for what they say are violations of Europe's digital services laws. Terry Schultz reports the U.S. tech giants are the first to be fined under the 2022 law aimed at increasing competition in the sector.
The European Commission says Apple is being fined $570 million for violating the Digital Markets Act by preventing app developers from communicating directly with consumers about sales and alternative products. Meta must pay nearly $230 million, the Commission says, for requiring users to either allow their personal data to be used for targeted advertising or pay for ad-free versions of Facebook and Instagram. European Commission spokesperson Thomas Renier rejected a Meta representative's complaint that U.S. companies are being unfairly targeted.
We don't care who owns the company. What we're caring about is our consumers, our citizens, our businesses.
Meta says it intends to appeal. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
YouTube's 20 today. It boasts 2.5 billion active users worldwide, 500 hours of videos uploaded every minute. The first person to reach a million subscribers, remember that? Lucas Cruikshank, creator of the viral sensation known as Fred.
Hey, it's Fred! And it's really nice out, so I think I'm going to go swimming.
But Jimmy Donaldson, a.k.a. Mr. Beast, remains the platform's most popular creator.
I have built the most deadly obstacle course in the world, and my friend Mac here is attempting to complete it without falling 200 feet to the ground.
Mr. Beast has a whopping 386 million YouTube subscribers. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkin up to Castle Cape, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 4 feet. And Thursday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. And Thursday, southeast winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet with rain. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef. Today, northwest winds 20 knots in the morning, becoming variable 10, seas at 3 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. And Thursday, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet with rain. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon. Today, northeast winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. And Thursday, east winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef. Today, northeast winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef. Today, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, becoming southeast 20 after midnight, seas 3 feet. And Thursday, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet with rain. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, mostly sunny. Highs near 40. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 25. Tonight, rain likely. Possibly mixed with snow mainly after 4 a.m. Cloudy with lows around 34. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming southwest after midnight. Your tide predictions for the Pop-Off Island. There was a high tide at 12.02 a.m. at 5 foot 6 inches, a low at 5.41 a.m. at 2 feet 8 inches, a high at 11.18 at 5 foot 8 inches, and a low tonight at 5.58 at 6 inches. Your sun rose at 7.17 this morning, and your sun will set at 10.04, bringing us up to 14 hours and 47 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
We're coming up for a little Delta Lady, I think. Maybe not. Something's goofy here. I'll try it again. This is going on my computer. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Normally it does. Well, I guess we won't go for that. So much for the computer. We'll start out with Little Traveling Wilburys with She's My Baby, then The Cure with Jumping Someone Else's Train, and John Mellencamp with I Need a Lover.
Best pudding in the game. She came home last night and said, honey, 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 it's hard to get ahead. My baby, my baby, she can build a boat and she can make it flow. My baby, she can play my guitar in the final. She likes to stick her tongue down my throat. She
Yeah, a couple of things. Sure, I just got to call up and Verge. There's no water down at the trailer parks. I don't know when it's going to go back on or whatever. He called me. It has no water. So keep that in mind when you go down there. And what else do we have? Oh, yeah, I figured out why I couldn't play Delta Lady. I got to don't tell anyone. Yeah, you just keep it a secret between you and me. I didn't have the turned on 1/8 input coming from my computer. Oh yeah, pretty funny. Anyway, it was John Mellencamp. Then we're gonna switch. We're gonna go back to my computer. I think it'll work. We'll do Stepping Out with John Mayall, and then Delta Lady, that's Joe Cocker, and then Rag Mama Rag, and one I can't remember, and it's by the band right here, John Mellencamp, right now.
Thank you.
Yeah, now we're going back to my music library and my computer and Time Life Music. Time Life Music Rock Classics, number 5. That's album 5 with Raised on Rock. And we're going to have Stepping Out by that John Mayall, Delta Lady, Joe Cocker, and Rag Mama Rag. That'll start us off here. Okay, here's Stepping Out.
Don't have
Yeah, well, a couple of hits coming at you right now. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts with Tossing and Turning. Then Eddie Grant with Till I Can't Take Love No More.
I couldn't sleep at all last night.
Aleutian Adventures LLC is making application for a new outdoor recreation lodge license. Per Alaska Statute 04.09.280, this is a liquor license doing business as Sandy River Lodge, located at latitude 56.23, longitude -160.07, Aleutian Zeesboro, Alaska. Interested persons should submit written comment to their local governing body, the applicant, and to the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, 550 West 7th Avenue, Suite 1600, Anchorage, Alaska 99501, or via email alcohol.licensing@alaska.gov.
The best music for Sandpoint is on 830 AM, KSDP.
Now we'll switch back to my computer and a little bit of Spencer Davis Group, if Somebody Help Me, then Small Faces with All or Nothing, after that Hush by Deep Purple.
Somebody help me, yeah. Somebody help me now. Won't somebody tell me what I've done wrong? When I was just a little boy of 17, I hated girls, she was my queen. She didn't love me. Tell me what I've done wrong. I need someone in my life. I need a girl to hold me tight. Someone who can make me feel alright. Somebody help me, yeah. Somebody help me now. Won't somebody tell me? Thank you.
is on my mind. No doubt about it, she looks so fine. She's the best girl that I ever had. Sometimes you're gonna make me feel so bad. I need a loving and I'm not to blame. I'm I got early in the morning, I got late in the evening. Oh, well, I want and need it. Oh, I gotta get it. She got loving like quicksand. Only took one touch of her hand. Blow my mind and I'm in so deep that I can't eat y'all when I can't sleep.
Grace Slick coming at us right now with White Rabbit, Jefferson Airplane. After that, Little Kansas with Carry On Wayward Sons and Man of the World by Fleetwood Mac. I think we have time for all that.
She was just Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when Shall I tell you about my life? They say I'm a man of the world. I've flown across every tide. I've seen lots of pretty girls. I guess I've got everything.
On my back, a crowd of transportation in the back of a hat. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack, hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack. Pal around with Democrats, fellas named Mac, take me right back to the track. Track, choo-choo, choo-choo, the boogie, woo-woo, woo-woo, the boogie, choo-choo, choo-choo. Thank you.
destination, plus the lease of the light. We need some conversation to get back in the flight. You take the morning paper from the top of the stack and read the situation from the front to the back. The only job that's open, need a man with a knack. Put it right back in the rack. Jack, choo-choo, choo-choo, the boogie, woo-woo. I'm gonna settle down by the railroad track. Live the life of Raleigh in a beat down shack. So when I hear the whistle, I can peep through the crack and watch the train rolling when you fall in the jack. I guess I love the rhythm of the click of it clack. So take me right back to the track. Choo choo, choo choo, the boogie.